Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to the 86th episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about bad decisions, J-Hope in Chicago, VMA nominations, and more. Let's get it.
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose. If you want to support the podcast, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/interludearmypodcast. For just $2 a month, you help support us continue delivering this podcast. Thank you so much for your support. Again, that is patreon.com/interludearmypodcast. Thank you so much. So, Roseanne, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. The house is finally somewhat coming together. There's like a lot of delays that has been happening, but it's okay. It's okay. Take it slow. It's not really like a big rush. But I guess the reason why I'm like trying to get everything done is because literally this weekend, Hobie Palooza is happening. So we're going to get more, like a little bit more into that later on. So trying to prep for that. Hello, can I talk? No, I can't. So say, I swear though, I'm guilty of this. I don't know if you're guilty of this too. I'm like getting ready, like all the things last minute. Like I literally bought like the clear bag because I was gonna get a backpack, but I don't trust myself with that. So it's kind of like a one shoulder, it almost looks like a fanny pack kind of thing. And I just wear one, I don't know, a clear one. Because I have to put, what, the army bomb, sunscreen, my battery charger thingy-ma-jiggy, and a bottle. Like, it's just so many things to carry. So, I don't know. How about you, Jose? How have you been doing? Oh, by the way, hold up. Happy birthday to you. Okay, that's it. It's Jose's birthday, you guys, as of when we're recording right now.
I was about to join in on the singing. I was about to sing to myself. But no, thank you, Roseanne. Yes, it's when we're recording this, guys, it is my birthday. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all the messages. I've been getting a lot of messages on Twitter, on YouTube. Ooh, thank you so much. Okay. On Instagram as well. Thank you for all the lovely wishes. Yes. I truly, truly appreciate it. This past week was pretty chill, but the weekend was like when we celebrated because, you know, we're filming, we're recording on a Tuesday. So, you know, everybody works, everybody's busy. So we decided to celebrate this past weekend. Celebrated with my family, my boyfriend, and since my dad is also... his birthday is also the same day as mine. We celebrate together, you know, so we celebrated him as well. It was pretty chill. We had like a little pizza party, just like easy, you know, not worry too much about the food. So just ordered some pizza and then opened gifts. And then they went home. And then me and Gabriel were like chilling, watching TV. So it was pretty chill. But I think after, I don't know if you agree with this, Roseanne, and maybe our viewers, some of our viewers too. After, at least for me, after like turning 25, everything just seemed like the same. Like it feels the same every year. Like there's not much of a difference. I feel like birthdays are much more of a thing when you're like younger. At least that's how I feel. You know what I mean? Like, I still feel like special because, you know, people like celebrate you and like send you messages and give you gifts and stuff. But like, as far as you, when you wake up, you're just like, oh, okay, it's my birthday. Just one more year. Thank you. And then you just keep it moving. So that's how it's been.
I think what it is, like psychologically, because, you know, when we're young, most, I can't speak for all the young kids, but most of the time it's like we want to grow up already. You know what I mean? Yes. We want to be adults already. So like we celebrate it. We're like, yeah, I'm getting older. I'm, you know, becoming legal and all that stuff. But like once you're at a certain age, you're kind of like, I don't want to get older. Like chill. Like stop. I already hit 25. I'm good. We could just chill here for like, I don't know, 10 years. You know what I mean? So like, I think that's what happens. Like when you hit a certain age, you kind of like, of course you're thankful. I see birthdays now as a celebration of accomplishing another year.
Yeah.
You know, being healthy, being alive and all that stuff. So I think that's what it is, Jose. That's why we don't celebrate it as much, because in reality, we're like, no, why are we aging? Like the year is going by so quick. But I think that's what it is.
You're probably right, because it's true. You're like, can I like stay right here? Can I like freeze time?
I mean, in my head, I feel like I'm still 25. But in reality, I think that's why we lose track of like how old we are too, because we don't want to count it. Like
honestly, I think also like, it truly is like age is just a number, because
yes,
like if you guys didn't know, I'm 32. That's how old I am now.
Whatever.
Young. I still feel like I still have like a young personality. I feel like because I guess I've taken care of myself too, because I look in my 20s, because I've had people like that don't know me, you know, and then they like guess my age and they're like, you're like 25, 26. And I'm like, oh, I'll take it. Like, let me hang on to that, because I'm already in my 30s. And I'm like, what? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I guess it's just the way that you carry yourself, like, I guess your aura or something. And I think I have like that young, still that young, because even my boyfriend, like he has that young like personality, and he's like 6 years older than me, so you know, it's kind of like crazy. That's so true. Know, but
you it's like interesting. I think it's true, because even Jin mentioned this, like it's kind of like when you act young, I feel like it maybe also adds to you looking young. I don't know, you know, I don't know if that's like like that was proven or whatever, but I think that's just kind of what it is. I feel like if we, I don't know, our demeanor, it's just we feel so young still.
Yeah.
I think maybe the only difference is like sometimes our back will ache. It's like it's a reminder. I'm like, oh, you're right. I'm not like 19 anymore.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Like my knees be hurting. Ooh, okay, well, let me slow down.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. But you know, other than that, like I still feel very, very young. And I think that's good. That's a good mentality. Like, you know, we're young mentally, internally. I mean, not young in a way where our decisions are bad.
It's right, just, right. Like you said, with Hobie Palooza, we got to keep young, girl. We got to keep it
hip. Yes.
Because we got to survive Hobie Palooza, because, girl, it's going to be
Me saying my back is hurting, because like, I'm like, oh my God, wait, I got to stand for so many hours.
Oh no, but I think it's going to be fun. And like you said, I'm also like very last minute when it comes to like packing. But I am a fast packer. So that's why I don't like, it's not like a struggle for me. But, you know, my boyfriend does take care of like the accessory stuff. Kind of like what you were mentioning, like our fanny packs or like sunscreen. We have little fans that we're going to take because we know it's going to be hot. You know what I mean?
So, ooh, like, I should do that.
All that stuff, we're making sure we have that ahead of time. But I think as far as right now, we have everything ready. All we have to do is just pack like our clothes and stuff. But it's going to be like a short, quick trip. You know, it's just the weekend, so it's not too much worry. So, but we're going to talk about that once we get to that. Right now, we want to get
technically.
Technically, I guess we could. Talk about it. You're right. I guess we could. We could tie it in there. If you guys didn't know, our boy J-Hope, Jack, J-Hobie, aka Jung Ho Suk. Wait, not aka. That's literally his name.
Jung Ho Suk.
He is in the building, and building meaning Chicago.
not here in our house. No.
Okay, yes. He is in the U.S. of A. He is now in Chicago. He's probably, like, you know, rehearsing, making sure his stage is all set up, all the stuff is set up, you know, just making things prepared. And we know how BTS are very professional when it comes to their performances, making sure everything's up to par to what they want. So, you know, yes. It does not surprise me that Hobie came a week or, like, because you wouldn't think that maybe he would come like 2 days before or something like that, you know, when the festival actually starts. But he actually came like literally a week ahead. So it's like he's here. He's making sure everything's well, preparing. So I know it's going to be perfection.
Huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And plus his set is going to be an hour long. Yes. And I believe his set starts at 10 p.m. And that's literally like kind of like the closing, like the closing act, right?
It's from 9 to 10 actually.
Oh, with 9 to 10? Wow.
Yes.
Well, you know. Okay, 9 to 10. I just saw 10. I'm like, "Oh, it's 10." But that's why I got Jose here, you guys. Like, legit, we're going to meet up before the festival cuz your girl cannot, like, I'm going to be lost.
Oh my god, Roseanne. Oh my god, of course, knock on wood, but you're not even going to do this. I'm sure you're going to be there way beforehand. But, like, imagine if you really, really thought he would go on stage at 10 and you're like, oh, I'm not going to go to the festival until 10.
Could you imagine? No.
And then you just see everybody, like, coming out, like, girl, it's over. Like, we're like, closing.
Could you imagine? I swear I thought I saw 10. Wait, Jose, we got to double check this. I'm checking the time slot. Hold on.
Oh my god, this is so funny.
Wait. See, because, okay, here's my excuse. It does show 10, but I thought that was a starting.
Gotcha.
So you're right. Yeah. Not me thing. Wow, okay, girl. Anyway, so yeah, no, it's going to be an hour long, and he is literally, like, going to be, you know, ending the night.
Yes.
And, it's just like, I just feel like he is going to try to perfect it, especially if he does have like backup dancers or, you know, people who are going to be part of that set. Like, you know, they have to like rehearse and get everything together. So like, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be amazing.
And like, people think that it's just the performance, but like, you know, he has to make sure the microphones, the lighting, the screens, you know, all of that needs to be like good, you know what I mean, so that it all works out. So
exactly, he's not gonna be making no bad decisions.
Ooh. Oh my god,
see that, guys, I'm so smooth like butter. But you know, anyways,
oh my god,
he's not gonna be making bad decisions like Roseanne. So yeah, speaking of bad decisions, you guys, it was finally revealed, because honestly, I thought we were DeLulu, and I'm sure Jose felt the same way too, because Benny Blanco previously did like a remix for BTS, and it was mostly on TikTok, and he mixed three of BTS's songs, but at the end of it, there was like a little snippet, okay, and we for sure heard Snoop Dogg and BTS singing. But then when BTS dropped their album, we're like, so what happened?
Yes!
And so here it is, you guys. It was announced on the 20th. A schedule was dropped for Bad Decisions. And it is Benny Blanco with BTS and Snoop Dogg. Now, we're going to talk about like the schedule, okay? There's a couple of things on this schedule. And the first thing is the art reveal, which was already revealed a couple days back. And you know, they were talking about this earlier, and it was just funny because we didn't talk about it like when it dropped. We just literally talked about it when we like got on here to record. Literally, when I read art reveal, I was like, "Oh, art is gonna be crazy," and it's literally like the words "bad decision." on like the red background. And you already see this font on the schedule. So it's like a copy and paste. So yeah. Your girl just saw it. And then I clicked out.
Let's talk about it, Roseanne, because I was literally so ready. I was like, okay, we gonna get... Okay, because by the way, guys, when it says BTS, it's only gonna be the vocal line of BTS. So it's only gonna be Jin, Jimin, Taehyung, and Jungkook. So I was like, okay, we're gonna see the guys, or maybe some type of artwork with, like, I don't know, just not this. Literally, not this. So when we get the art review, I'm like, wait a minute. Now this cannot, like, wait a minute. So I went to, like, all the official pages looking. And literally, it is what Roseanne explained to y'all. A red background with white letters saying bad decisions. And, you know, a lot of people was like, well, I guess we're starting the bad decisions with the art reveal. And they're going with the whole concept of making bad decisions. But you know what? At the end of the day, what you gonna do? I mean, it is Benny Blanco who is the, I guess, lead artist on the song. But
yeah,
maybe he just wanted to keep it simple. I don't know. My thing is, I feel like this has to be some type of a troll. I'm still hoping alive. Keep hope alive. I can't even talk. That's how bad I'm tripping on these bad decisions. When it comes out, I'm hoping that, like, the actual artwork is different. If it's not, oh well. But, like, we were talking about this before recording, guys. And, like, the actual timeline, like, the schedule that they released, there's, like, a little cassette. And, like, it was, like, there was more effort put into the timeline than the art review. So it's kind of like, what is going on up in here?
I was like, oh, so you guys see this as art? Okay. I mean, like, it's kind of cool. Like, the font is kind of, like, a little drunk looking, I guess you could say. Like, you know, like, the eyes, I don't even know how to explain it.
Y'all, a lot of people were saying that, Rose, and they were like, well, I guess that means something. The eye is kind of, like, overlapping with the C. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you know, that's all I saw. That's what I observed, but... No worry, there's more coming out from this schedule, you guys. Yeah. We are getting 2 music video trailers. No, I don't know if the trailers are going to also be on Twitter, because it didn't specifically say where the trailers were going to be. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I don't know. But we are going to get the actual music video premiere on Benny's YouTube on the 4th. And that's basically the 5th in Korea. So it's going to be on the 4th. Not me knowing my month. It's August. Wait.
Yes, August. Yes, you're right.
August 4, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's when the music video is going to drop. And that's kind of like the typical day. It's the Thursday. So you know what I mean? So
yeah.
And then we're going to get a separate lyric video the next day on BTS's channel. And then I don't know exactly what a visualizer is. I thought that's what a lyric video was. The visualizer I don't know what exactly the visualizer is going to be, but that's going to drop on the 7th on Benny's YouTube. And then last but not least, on the 15th, BTS's recording sketch is going to be on BTS's YouTube channel. So I'm assuming the recording sketch is like the behind the scenes and all that stuff. Yeah. So, yeah.
And which is crazy, because a lot of people... I did see a lot of tweets saying BTS is probably not going to be in the music video. And I'm like, you guys, it literally says recording sketch on BTS's YouTube channel. Why would they post a behind the scenes of the music video if they're not in the music video? You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think they're going to be in it. Like, why would they not be in it? They're making this, like, this is a big release. This is no simple thing, because Benny has been posting that there are billboards everywhere, like, around the world promoting this upcoming song. So they're going all out for this. So why would they not include the guys in the music video? Like, you know?
We ready to be clowns, so.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, you know, someone could have made a bad decision and be like, let's make an animated version of BTS.
Not this.
And then the recording sketch is just them recording their vocals.
You know, Roseanne, you better knock on wood right now.
Knock, I have a wooden table, you guys. I'm knocking. Of course, we want BTS to be in the music video. Like, it's going to just be amazing if they are. You know, yeah. Like, why would they not be there? And I mean, we're kind of like, I really hope the first music video trailer, which we are going to get on August 2nd. Yes. Hopefully we could at least see a preview like of the boys either being there or not. But you know, we'll see. I really hope the director did not make a bad decision.
Oh my god! To include
the boys,
It's just turned into a meme now. Everybody's like using bad decisions as a pun, but it's funny though. What I was gonna ask you though, Roseanne, did you watch the little? I guess TikTok, but he posted it on Twitter too. Benny posted a TikTok of the actual shooting of the music video with Snoop Dogg. They're like in a car, and then you can hear a like literally it's like 2 seconds, Roseanne, of the song. Did you see that video?
No, I did not. Is that on Benny's Twitter?
Yes, like it's not like leaked or anything. He actually like posted it, and there's at the end of the TikTok, it's literally 2 seconds. You can hear some of the song.
Okay, here, let me play that right now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you can hear. It's giving me like a oldies vibe. You know what I mean? Yes. Like kind of like.
And that's so important that you called it out because the timeline or schedule, it's a cassette. So it's giving retro feels. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it literally sounds like the one that was teased at the end of the remix that he did as well. Like, it has that same kind of, like, beat in the back. And he even tweeted out saying, you guys were right. That is part of the song. That when Snoop says BTS. And I'm like, oh my god. I'm so ready. I know it's going to be a hit. It's going to be a hit, yeah.
I hope so, too. Like, it's just, I mean, me saying I hope so, too, to myself. As in, like, I see Snoop and Benny together, but I hope BTS is going to...
Oh my god,
it's gonna be a bop regardless. Well, I feel like it's gonna be a bop because you know Benny is if you guys don't know who Benny is, there's a lot of songs that he has worked on that like are just huge.
Yeah, they're like mega hits, y'all. Like they are mega hits. It's just that like he's not like a singer or like rapper. He's like what I usually like compare to like artists like that is kind of like David Guetta, Steve Aoki, where it's like their names are on these songs, but they're the ones who like produce the song. They're not necessarily like singing on them, you know what I mean? But if you think about it, Roseanne, like every Dynamite was released in August, if I'm not mistaken. Butter was released in August. Bad Decisions is gonna be released in August. So, you know, these summer bops are summer hits. Ooh. So I think I think Bad Decisions is gonna be a good decision on the charts.
I see what you
that was really bad, but we're gonna say that it was a good thing.
Let me save you. What else is a good thing is as of today, we got the VMA nominations. Did I do good, Jose?
Yes.
Okay, yes. All right. So, so far, all of the categories have not been announced for the VMA Music Awards. VMA Music Awards. Is it MA Music Awards? Video Music Awards,
yes.
I don't know why. Okay, anyways. But so far, the categories that BTS has been announced for as nominees is the Best K-Pop, Best Metaverse Performance, Best Visual Effects, and Best Choreography. So those are the categories so far. But what are the other categories that we're waiting on as well?
The other ones that we're waiting, and they usually do this every year, it's Song of Summer and Best Group. Or Group of the Year, whatever you want to like word it as. It's Group of the Year, but a lot of people just say Best Group, you know, to shorten it. Yeah. And I think they're going to be at least in the Group of the Year. I'm thinking Song of Summer maybe too. I don't know, because last year they were nominated in both. So I'm hoping for both, but at least the Best Group will get, I'm sure. We just don't know when that's going to be announced. But at least I think they're going to have 5 nominations, which already they're the most nominated group. You know what I mean? With the 4. Mm-hmm. So I think it's exciting. You guys can start voting already if you go to, let me get you all that information. It's a VMA. Wait, hold on. Not me not having this ready. Okay, you guys can vote at vote.mtv.com. So keep an eye out on that. Make sure you vote every day, guys. And also keep an eye out if you vote on double days, because those are days where your votes will count twice. So that's very, very yes. important. Let's get these awards for the guys.
Yes,
the only ones that we can vote for, though, are Best K-pop and Best Metaverse Performance. Best Visual mm-hmm. Effects and Best Choreography are under the like professional categories. So those, unfortunately, we cannot vote, and they are voted by other professionals in those areas. So for right now, we can only vote for 2. I'm assuming that once they announce Group of the Year, you can also vote for that one. Hopefully they are. I'm assuming they are. But let's get those votes, guys, and win these VMAs.
Wait, Jose, I have a question. What song is nominated for Best Choreography?
Oh, for Best Choreography? Let me get you there.
Because yet to come.
The way you, and it's not even, Roseanne, the way you confidently, because yet to came. Oh my god. Okay, no, so you're right. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
It is Permission to Dance. You know what happened? You probably looked at the Permission to Dance photo, and you know how they're very Southern country, Western vibes in that video. You probably were like, yet to came, but let me correct myself.
Wait, Jose, because isn't this the same category, like Harry Styles one, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's not even. Ooh.
Let's not go there.
Because last year. Listen, no hate to him. Like, because you know people will come for us or whatever. But, like, it's like, no. It's literally, how are you going to compare the two? But anyway, yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully they win. And, you know. They win all of them.
Yeah, hopefully, because if it's not about, like, technicality from last year, it was never about technicality. Mm-hmm. If it's more of, like, the meaning behind it and the theatrical thing behind it, like, Permission to Dance is, like, the story behind the moves and the choreography is very, very meaningful. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I hope the judges take that into consideration. You know what I mean? But, like, I just realized their metaverse performance... I watched the Minecraft, like, performance once.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize that it was the Minecraft one. That's for the best metaverse performance. That's so interesting how that's a category.
Yeah, so basically it's, like, virtual. Yeah, it's new. This hadn't been done before, but now they're, like... Well, I guess because times are changing, like, these awards, they gotta, like, adapt. And, like, a lot of stuff is now being done, like, virtually in video games and, like, stuff that's, like, animated and stuff. So, obviously, they have to keep up with that, you know what I mean? So, it's pretty cool that they included BTS's Minecraft, like, performance, you know?
Yeah, that's really cool. I think, and previous to that, they did have, like, a mini concert on Fortnite when they introduced, like, the choreography to Dynamite.
Yes,
so that was really cool also.
That was another
So we're one. Most likely going to be... We're going to most likely see, like, more of these, like, metaverse performances for BTS, mm-hmm. which is cool. I wonder where else they would, because they already did Fortnite, Minecraft. Like, there's other video games out there that are
Oh, my God, Roseanne. Thank you so... You guys.
What?
Thank you for bringing that up. Because we totally missed that for Bad Decisions. Xbox has something planned with Bad Decisions.
Oh my God.
And right now when we're talking about, we totally skipped it, but it's a good little connection right now that we're talking about, like, metaverse and, like, virtual reality and video games. That's why I'm saying they're going all out with bad decisions, guys, because Xbox tweeted out that they have something planned. And because even the way they tweeted it was like epic. It made it sound like epic, you know what I mean? So let me read y'all that one second. Here we go. Xbox, the main Xbox account on Twitter, tweeted, "We partnered up with musicians Benny Blanco, BTS, and Snoop Dogg to create something unheard of." And then the side-eye emoji. So...
unheard of.
I know. It's like, I'm like freaking out because I am an Xbox user. So... mm-hmm. A lot of people have been thinking, like, is this for a new FIFA game since the World Cup is coming up as well? What could be happening? Of course, that's just the theory, but you guys, like, they are going all out with this song. Because Xbox, like, what else could it be, Roseanne? What do you think?
It's obviously, it's not associated with a game this time around. It is with a console. And, you know, Xbox is like, it's, that's what I'm saying, like, what... it has to be something. Maybe it is for a new game, though. I don't know. I really don't know because they didn't associate it with a game. Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And FIFA is on other consoles as well.
Yeah. It's not exclusive to Xbox. So that's just like, that's just a theory. I don't know. I don't know either. What could it be?
That's going to be... I'm looking forward to that, though, because, so they're going all out. And this is crazy because, like, this is happening simultaneously. I mean, by then, Hobbypalooza will be done. And, it's, like, so then it'd be bad decisions. But it's kind of, it's, like, back to back to back to back to back, like, content being dropped on us. And we love it. We love to see it. So I just cannot wait to see what else, like, BTS has in store for us. And I know that they've been working on more projects on this supposedly hiatus.
Girl, exactly. Break. Quote unquote break.
But yes, you guys, that was it for this episode. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at Interlude Army, along with our Instagram at Interlude Army PD. If you want to send us any feedbacks or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week, everybody. Bye, Roseanne. Bye, Jose. Bye, Army.
Bye, Army. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Young Hoseok, Park Jimin, Kim Taeyong, Jung Jungkook, BTS.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.